We've got lemons, limes, oranges and mandarins, mangoes and lychees.
We talk a lot about paddock to plate, but what about paddock to pint? It's a novel approach to cider making being pursued by Andrew and Linda Palmer from their small hobby farm in tropical North Queensland.
The mangoes we obviously use in the tropical mango cider. The limes and lemons get put through into the lemon-lime, anything-based lemon-lime. And we're planning on using some of the lychees, but that'll be development.
Hello, I'm Lara Webster. Linda and Andrew have been experimenting with fruity cider combinations since opening a small boutique beer brewing business in the nearby city of Mackay. In addition to their own fruit, the Palmers source fresh produce from other local growers.
It's really important for us to use local produce because that's the way we bring our family up, to eat what's in season. There's no waste then. So when I can just duck up the street to the farmer's market on a Wednesday afternoon, grab what I know has just come from the farm that morning and then put it straight in my cider the next day, you know, you can't get better than that.
The only fruit not sourced locally are the apples and pears that are needed to form the base of the cider. They don't grow in the tropical heat of North Queensland.
So we weigh out our apples. They then go into a net bag. We tie them up and it goes in like a bit of a tea bag. We hang it on the edge of the kettle and it comes out like stewed apples, actually. We also put... So this is our strawberry pulp that's been through the processor and we sieve it out several times. Nice and clean.
We've just got one of your workers here. Now, what's
Hayley.
Your name? Hayley.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? What's happening here? It looks like you're...
I am just putting some malt into the kettles to get the brew process happening. So... Yeah.
I can smell it.
Yeah, it smells beautiful, doesn't it? And it looks good too.
It does look good. So what's step one of this?
Tipping the malts into the kettles, and then we put the fermentables and the grains in if they require grains, brew it off, add some hops, and then pump it into our carboy system, add the yeast, and off it goes to ferment and make a beautiful beer.
And how long does it... Or cider. How long does it sit in here fermenting?
About an hour.
Andrew and Linda Palmer have been working on their cider for 2 years now, and they believe without the connection to local farmers, their business, or cider, wouldn't be the same.
Feedback we originally got was, it's too dry, it tastes like a beer. So we adjusted that by using the sweetness of the fruit, and that means by using in-season produce. If you freeze fruit, it tends to lose its sugar content, and then... You know, it doesn't produce a sweet enough cider. So that made sense to us, putting those two things together, getting a sweeter cider that the members are asking for, and that means using in-season produce.
We hear so much about consumers wanting to connect more with the farmers. What do consumers have to say when they hear that you're using what's locally grown to make these ciders?
It becomes personal for them when you say that these limes, it's lime season, my tree is blooming with limes. They go, beauty, apple lime cider.
You yeah. often get the whole story about what their trees are doing as well. So,
you might even find some extra produce.
We do. I ran out of limes 1 week and she went, no, but I really want some more apple lime cider, and then brought in 2 shopping bags of limes from her farm. So, yeah, it's really nice. They get really involved in it.
Now, you might have heard Linda talk about members there. Goanna Brewing, as their company's known, has club members who come and bottle their own, be it cider or beer.
So customers will come along with their already clean bottles. Most of them, they recycle their bottles, which is also part of what we like. So this is one of our apple lime ciders. So it comes out looking like really... clear, filtered apple juice at this stage.
It really does. It is very much the colour of an apple juice that I would drink for breakfast, really.
Yes. Yeah, it's always a good breakfast cider. The straw. When we see the strawberry one, you've seen the strawberries being processed. It really gives it a lovely pink tinge to the cider. And then when we do the pear passion fruit, it's also got a lovely tinge. You can see that there's real fruit in it. Yeah.
One of those popping into the brewery is Mick. I find him cleaning and sterilising his bottles ready for a refill. Mick, yeah. Have you mastered the challenge of bottling?
Oh, more or less. I haven't done too many. This is about my fourth brew. So, yeah, hopefully I don't go and stuff it up today.
What's the beauty for you of being able to come in and bottle your own brew, so to speak?
It's a great brew and it's cost effective. It's a lot cheaper for me, and I enjoy coming and doing it. Great product. It's a good thing, you know, to be able to support a local business, and the more people that do it, the better the business and the better it is for everybody else too. Yeah, and they've got a great service.
The Palmers also pride themselves on being a no-waste business. All the waste from the brewery process goes back to the farm.
Whether it's the apples once they're finished boiling, or the hops, which is just broken down into a green organic, or the grains, they go back to our farm, either into the compost or to the pigs and the chooks. So that's how we run the farm, is a no waste, put it back into the process.
Hey Flo.
And that makes Florence the pig and the chickens back on the farm very happy animals.
Were you in bed sleeping? You were. Look at you, you've got hay all over you.